Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Richard Neal, the dean of the Massachusetts congressional delegation, is facing a primary election challenge from the left. It's coming from Alex Morse, the 30-year-old mayor of Holyoke, who says he represents a new generation of progressive leadership. As WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks tells us now, the race is the latest evidence of both a political and generational split among Democrats.
So how old are you all?
Six and a half.
I'm eight. So you're four.
I'm six. Greeting constituents is part of what mayors do. So on this day, a class of elementary school kids have come to visit their mayor, Alex Morse, who tries to tell them what he does and how he got his job.
Have you all heard of an election before? Usually who wins is the person who gets the most votes, right? Unless you're running for president.
Yeah. Morse's quip is lost on the children, who remain silent until one of them asks if she can color. Maybe later, she's told. Alex Morse became mayor of Holyoke in 2012 when he was just 22, making him the city's youngest mayor ever and its first openly gay mayor. He grew up in Holyoke, the son of working-class parents, and became the first person in his family to attend college. During his senior year at Brown University, Morse launched his first bid for mayor and then won.
I'm just incredibly proud of this place, and it was sort of an easy choice for me to come back to Holyoke after college.
Holyoke is a former mill town and among the poorest cities in the state. Morse is running for Congress, hoping to represent a district that stretches from central to western Mass, on a record that he's helped turn Holyoke around. A short walk from City Hall, he points proudly to Lyman Terrace, one of the country's oldest public housing projects.
And when I took office, it was slated for demolition. Complete disregard for the generations of families that have lived here before. And so I pulled the HUD demolition application from the federal government, and we embarked on a multi-year planning process with the tenants here to reimagine this property.
Today, Lyman Terrace is in the midst of a $60 million renovation. Morse is challenging 70-year-old Congressman Richard Neal, who was first elected to the House 30 years ago. Neal is a prodigious fundraiser and among the most powerful members of the House. But Moore says all that seniority doesn't benefit the district.
When you think about his money and where it comes from, whether it's Wall Street or Big Pharma, fossil fuel industry, when he does make decisions, it's certainly not for everyday people here in the district. It's for those corporations that invest vast amounts of sums in his campaign account.
So this is the main argument progressives are using against Neal, who chairs the powerful Ways and Means Committee. According to filings with the Federal Election Commission, Neal has spent tens of thousands of dollars this year wining and dining political supporters at posh events all around the country. In return, they contributed hundreds of thousands of dollars to the congressman. It's the way business is done in Washington, but Morse and his fellow progressives portray Neal as the poster boy for pay-to-play politics. It's a charge that Neal rejects.
So he's suggesting that there ought not to be a Democratic majority in the House of Representatives?
Neal says he helped recruit and finance many of the candidates who delivered the House to Democrats last November. Campaign filings show that Neal is one of the top donors to the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee.
We're in the majority today in the most diverse Congress in the history of America, in some measure as a reflection of the work that I did to get them elected.
But in this era of political upsets that knocked off veteran congressmen like Joe Crowley and Mike Capuano, Neal is taking more seriously. He's already challenging his mayoral record on a number of issues, including Holyoke schools, which the state took over in 2015 because of poor performance while Morse was mayor.
In the run-up to the Holyoke schools being placed in receivership, he missed 28 of 60 school committee meetings before the schools were put in receivership. So I understand that there ought to be room for a good, vigorous campaign, and I'm ready.
Morse has acknowledged missing all those meetings because of a busy schedule. But he says Holyoke schools were in decline well before he became mayor and points out that graduation rates are now up dramatically. Meanwhile, unemployment is down, and new businesses have moved into once shuttered storefronts downtown. That's why Holyoke resident Ebenezer Garcia says he supports Morse for Congress.
If you see this town 10 years ago, you see the difference.
everywhere.
This in what way? Better economy?
Better schools, everything. This mayor is behind everything. He's a good mayor, and I think he's the best for Congress, too.
But Neil has a record to run on as well. His campaign provided a list of projects across the district for which he helped secure millions of dollars in federal funding. Nicole LaChapelle is the mayor of East Hampton, who has her own list of what Neil has helped deliver to her city.
Infrastructure money, money for higher education, help with economic development. These are real bread and butter tools that mayors like myself can and do use to really promote and build a smart way forward for cities.
With a political base in Springfield, the state's third largest city, and millions in his campaign account, Neil will be tough to beat. Morse, who won't accept PAC money, promises a grassroots campaign and hopes to follow progressives like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ayanna Pressley into Congress.
I've certainly been personally inspired by them, and this whole argument that you have to be in Washington for 20 or 30 years to have influence or change the conversation has been turned upside down. It's the members of Congress that have been there for 7 months that are really leading the fight on a whole series of progressive policies.
Morse supports Medicare for All, the Green New Deal, and impeaching President Trump now, none of which Neil endorses. Neil points out that it was moderates, not progressives, who won in mostly purple districts last November and flipped the House to Democrats.
That's where the majority came from. So this argument that there was this revolution, I think it might sound good for sound bites, but when you peel back the evidence, there's not a lot to substantiate it.
So this race will be one of many that pits a progressive against a moderate and asks what direction is best for Democrats. It will also be a fight across generations between Richard Neal, who was first elected to the House before Alex Morse was even born. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.